Blog Talk Radio.
Today, I have got, oh my gosh, I have got the greatest mother and daughter duo known to man. You all know because they've been on my show before, and my show is back full force, so I want to thank everybody for waiting for me. The show was never not going to come back, but it was due to all kinds of stuff here, crazy, crazy stuff. But if you want to know where you are at any minute, especially this one, you are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, and I am the hostess with the mostest. I must brag, I'm Bonnie Albers. So today, because I've just told you who's on my show today, you know this has got to be Brenda Brandt and her mom, who's the matriarch of all metaphysics, Annabelle Miller. So I am going to bring Brenda Brand on, because you know what? I haven't talked to Brenda on this show for at least a few months or more, and I'm excited to be able to bring her to you today. Hey, Brenda. Brenda. Hello.
Hello. So nice to be back. How are you?
Oh my gosh. It's been like forever, hasn't it?
It has been. I'm so glad you're back. I'm glad to be back, and I've been looking forward to this for a long time.
Well, I tell you, I am so happy I'm back too, because it's, you know, I want to say it's back to my, you know that sound, back to reality. I think my son's favorite rap star, or he was, what was his name, sang that song, back to reality. I can see him, Eminem. And I always think my reality is like everybody else's non-reality system. For me, I'm back to reality, which is my metaphysical show. It always
Well, and
kills
it's a full moon
to
too. So.
Oh my gosh, you're right. It's a full moon today. I know. You know, full moons, I always love the moon, because I'm Cancer, and you know, that's our moon card. The card is Cancer, the moon. At least that's what people tell me. I have heard a few tarot readers read it that it isn't, that it's actually the sign for Pisces. But the moon card has always been, for me, Cancer, because they used to try to change us to the moon children. But, you know, the moon, I got to ask you, Brenda, not everybody thinks that moon is wonderful.
Well, this one, I'll tell you, I don't know if you've been following the, at least from what I've been following, I'm not an astrologer or anything, but from what I've been following, the way the planets and everything are aligning and all the stuff, the retrogrades and the planets that are in retrograde and all that, it all comes out to like new things, new beginnings, new this, you know, like shedding the past, new everything. And you'll never believe what card I pulled for you. Before I even thought about the moon, the card that I pulled for
you
today. Yeah, no, it's the new beginnings card. It's like, this is,
I love it.
Starting new, you know, like starting over, like new life, and finding your purpose, and, you know, like reviewing the past and kind of getting rid of that to make way for new things. So that's what I pulled for you.
I love that. Just think, the show, you know, I knew that the show was, you know, when they told me in March that I needed to take it off, that was spirit. I couldn't figure out why. Well, all the collapse that happened, and it was the tower card times on steroids that happened at my house. But, you know, the new beginnings, I felt like I wasn't going to come back until September, but I started to feel, and maybe that's the new moon, that the new beginning had to start now. So that is the coolest card. I can't believe you pulled that for me.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. And then, you know, not that I was even thinking about the moon, but I happened to see, hello.
I'm here.
Hello. There she is.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Annabelle. How are you, honey?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I don't know, Annabelle. You'll have to tell me. Brenda's telling me, so you'll have to tell me too. I guess I'm okay. I'm on the air, so hey, that's a big thing. But
the air, so everybody listening, send her prayers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, honey, I've been needing her prayers for a heck of a long time. And everyone, I do want to thank everybody who stayed with me and who has been following me. And I thank you for all staying and coming back.
It's
actually
all you can get.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I had so many people, I had so much, you know, I want to call it fan mail, because I always think I'm famous, but I had so much fan mail asking when I was going to come back, that I thought, you know what, I've got to come back, even if I was struggling at the time to, you know, find a quiet place, because my whole house was torn apart, because I just missed my group. I missed the people on the show. So everybody out there, I missed you as much as you missed me. But I can't believe the two of you. Go ahead. Brenda was saying something, and I interrupt her. But I did want to tell everybody, this is Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand are my mother and daughter duo. They are psychic in every way that you could mention. I have someone, I've got to ask Kelly to step in and talk to you for just a second, because I've got someone at the door. I still have work people here. So give me 1 second. Kelly, are you with me?
I'm here.
Hi, hey, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good. And you? Sound good.
I will be there in 1 second.
Not bad. Okay.
Okay.
It's busy season here because we've got 10 days till fair, so we're like, it's like mania. It's zoo mania here.
How cool. Are you still working with your goats? Is that what that's what you have, right? Goats?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, this year we had 9 babies and acquired a couple other ones, so we have 11 babies. We've got 29, actually 30 goats total now.
Wow!
Oh my goodness.
We've got a herd. We officially have a herd.
That's awesome.
But this is.
I bet the babies are so cute.
yeah, I mean they're. Well, we had most of them were born. They were like. March and April babies, so they're getting really good sized. I mean, you know, at this point, it's like they're
I'm here.
They're kind of weaning the moms,
I'm
and
here.
Oh, she's back. Okay, we're checking goats.
No, I don't want to interrupt you because I know that she wanted to talk to you. So that's you know, Kelly wanted to talk to you anyway. But this is part of what's going on with me. I've got people at the house constantly, so that you know, this is a reality show here. And so this is what's going to happen every once in a while.
Well, I wanted to tell you guys, we're talking about the moon, and this moon tonight is a full thunder moon. And what it says about it is this year's July moon is the last lunar eclipse of the year and takes place at 5:38 p.m. Eastern time. The energy of this moon is calling you to express what has been building inside of you for some time now. You may feel more emotional than usual because a lot is coming to the surface in your life. The full moon energy is rising within you, the desire to tie off loose ends so you can fully let go and create new experiences. And
wow.
I read that, and then I pulled that card, and I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So this card, that new beginnings card.
That is super cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I always say you can't make this stuff up, you know.
No.
I'll pull a card. You just can't. You know what I mean? I mean, I look at some of the things that happen on the show or when you do readings and stuff, and I'm like, what? You cannot make this stuff up. So that's what I love about all of us. It's just super cool. And I know you guys have been really busy doing all kinds of fairs and things, and I know you had some stuff happening to you, but I need to ask you a question that I've been burning to ask everybody. And it's kind of about what you think about our past. So just to give a little shout out to what you think or what you feel actually. So I was told that you can change your life path by taking a different direction. Do you both feel that way, or do you feel like you come with a path and you have to accomplish that path the way it's laid out in, you know, before you get here, you write your script?
Well, you have free will. That's why God gave you free will to do whatever you want to do. But what you need to be is grateful for being given the gift to help other people. That's the big thing.
Yeah, but do you feel like, I don't, you know, when I think about life paths, and you get on it. I always feel like if you have a life plan here, you could get it to it 5 different ways, but you're still going to, that's the plan you came with that you need to accomplish. So I can't stand that free will. Do you like that free will thing?
Well, yes, because you still have free will, but if you go off of your path, you're going to have to come back and do it again.
I get it. See, I want people to know that. So I think that's really cool. We do, or feel that's really cool. We do have a life path. If you don't accomplish it, not everybody does. What you're saying, guys, is that you feel that you'll have to come back in a different life and complete what you were supposed to hear, right?
Right. Well, what is interesting here is Brenda has a card laying on her table, and it says, life is very simple. What I give out comes back to me. Today I choose to love. So what is the card saying? You have a choice.
Wow, I love that. I love that.
Yeah, you just have this laying on the car and the table, Brenda.
How about that? See, we're in different rooms because our phones would go, you know,
crazy.
Off. Crazy,
yeah. I haven't even seen her. She's in her office.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I just love that. How did you two make it back okay? I know I spoke with Brenda a little bit. Did you make it back okay that evening from you went to a fair? I know, and it was really, you know, tough. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about before we actually go to the callers. You know, when spirit puts stuff in your path, and you're a good example of what happened. Do you heed it? Do you override what do you feel when things just don't let you get to a certain place?
Well, it's somebody at a higher place is trying to tell you what you're supposed to do, and if you don't listen. But I think it was mainly because of you. When I heard your voice, that was it.
Okay. I told you at the time, I don't want to be responsible. Yeah, that's what I kept hearing.
It's all your fault,
Bonnie. You know, I hate being responsible. I know. I tell everybody, I can't stand to be responsible. I'm responsible. Don't tell me that. But it was so clear. But I am so glad I got to talk to you. It was a very crazy night, and for all of us, I think. But I am glad that you two made it back okay, and I knew you would. But I do want to
But there was a tornado that went through right before we got there.
Oh, my gosh. So that's the reason why you saw the trees and the down lines, right?
The down power lines, and we were, fire department had the roads blocked, and we were listening to them on the radio, and they were saying there were live snaking power lines that were like running. You know how when a power
mm-hmm.
line is live and it's loose,
sparking.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why. Oh my gosh, I was so glad. Like I said, when I heard that you got home, because I know you texted me, I was so happy. But I know you've been doing all kinds of shows and everything, and I'm so happy that you guys are staying busy. I know that there's a girl on this line who's been dying or living to talk to you. So, Kelly, you do have the stage.
Hi, Kelly.
Oh, okay. Wow,
You're
okay.
Back.
I'm back.
Yeah, now you can ask your questions because you were so happy. I mean, let me tell you before Kelly asks, because you know I'm a big mouth. But I was talking to Jerry and I said, I'm putting the show back together, and the first shows that I'm putting back together are the ones that I had and I had to leave behind. And he goes, put Annabelle and Brenda back on. And I said, yes.
So that
well, thank you, Jerry, for listening.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. Anyway, but I was. Oh my gosh, are you kidding? You're doing me and the audience a favor. But and Kelly, I've got my group back. I've got Kelly. I've got you guys. I've got Jerry, and I've got some. You know, that's what I was so like frantic that I wasn't going to be able to do that. And so I did, but it was funny to hear him say, put them back on, you know, like what? So, what did he think I wasn't? But Kelly, go ahead. You can ask your question now.
I've got questions multiple.
Go ahead, sweetie.
Okay.
Go ahead. You deserve it.
Oh, golly. I want to start with health stuff because I have been working for a while and I seem to be unable to get rid of weight off my body that I really need to go. And I've tried a bunch of different stuff. you know, I did, you know, did stuff you guys said. It's like, I'm just kind of wondering if my chemistry, my body, you know, the body, because I lost a little bit for a while there, I did. And it's like, and then I'm stuck again. And I'm like, is there something I need to change up? Something I need to do a little bit different? Something I need to, you know, add in, subtract something or other, you know?
I think I'm feeling you're doing pretty good. You just need to have some patience. Because you know how you reach a plateau and you don't take off anything, and then the inches start coming off, and then the weight starts coming off.
Okay.
I can say that because I've done it millions of times.
Okay.
Yes.
I feel like you're okay. I just feel I'm with Mom there. Be patient, and you know. I just say, if I'm feeling like, go back to the basics, you know, portions, what did they call that? I cannot find my words today.
You didn't sleep, that's why.
Portion control and calorie counting.
Right.
I mean, just the old-fashioned stuff. I just feel like with the, you know, you said it's coming to fair season and you're going to be more active, and I just feel it's coming off.
Okay.
Well,
I
don't know if this lady.
I get a daily sauna. I want one. It's like the clothes end up like dripping with sweat every day, and I'm like going, yeah.
Just sweat it off.
Make sure you're drinking lots of water too.
Water. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do hydrate. It's like I'll go through like a couple of I've got jars because I'm doing water in jars, and it's like I'll do just a little bit of lemon in it. I'm doing 2 half gallons a day, so it's like it should be, you know,
God.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Well, I throw it out in the morning with a quart, you know.
Yeah. Well, if there is a lady listening, I will thank her for this idea. She's on a diet, and it's like a plant diet. There is no dairy, sugar, or flour, and it's just plants, plant food.
Mm-hmm.
So you
might
want to look into that.
Okay. Plant diet.
You know,
that sounds,
I
want to
do that.
Bible diet. Yeah.
What'd you
Interesting.
Say?
Interesting. Okay. Oh, said
I
that almost sounds like the what they call
that.
The Bible diet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Kelly. Yeah.
Okay.
I would love to do that. I would absolutely love to do that because I have carnivores in this house. But not men. I mean, the thing is that I really, if you think about it, it's just an excuse. But I have always wanted to be, and I did it pretty much before Arthur came home. I really tried that plant and fruit diet because I really believe in it. And I don't like, you know, Kelly will attest to it. I'm such an oxymoron because I say it and then I eat, you know, turkey roll up. So, but I don't really love that, we eat animals. I just don't. But do I? Yes, of course. I had to have a pork chop the other night. So the thing is that I do what I shouldn't, but I wish I could. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I know I interrupted.
Question two.
Well, you know, and there is that book out, and, you know, there's controversy over that book, but that Eat Right for Your Blood Type book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's by, right here, by my desk here. It's Dr. Peter J. Diamo. Like I said, there's controversy. Some holistic doctors say, you know, it's nothing, but others will really stand behind that. But in the book, there's different, you know, diet plans for whatever your blood type is, and your body doesn't assimilate. Their theory is your body doesn't assimilate the food that is not right for your blood type.
Well, be darned. Mm-hmm. How do you spell Diamo? Is it D-I-A-M-O?
D'Adamo.
Cool. Okay, I will look that up. I'm a bookworm, so yeah. Oh, that sounds awesome. Okay, I will check that one out for sure.
Okay. Cool.
Other stuff here. We have some very interesting. This is more along your ghost busting thing. but somebody keeps closing it.
Go
somebody
ahead.
Keeps opening. portal. Somebody keeps opening a portal in our alley, and right now we currently have what somebody described as a wraith or something like that sitting there just sulking or something. And I'm like going, can you hear me?
What in your alley?
It was described as a WRAITHE wraith or something like that. Something that waits to take people away to die or something like that. I mean, it's just like I'd never heard of it. And I was like going, okay, that's kind of creepy. It's like we really don't want stuff out there in the alley like that. And I'm just wondering if it's one of the neighbors, because we have closed that doggone portal like several times. This last time we asked, you know, angels to heal it and seal it. And it's like somebody opened it again. And I'm like going, I'm really getting kind of nerve-wracked and fed up with whatever. It's like, I want to know if there's a permanent way to close that doggone thing and keep this weird stuff from coming out.
Well, you know what I'm seeing? When you were talking about that before, are you there?
I'm there. I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I just felt lonely. I don't know. Go ahead.
What I'm seeing in your alley is like these sparkling gold lights that are coming out like of the ground.
Okay.
And it's just, but it's like hanging there, like it's getting ready to manifest something, but it's just like all these, like you'd see like dancing lights. That's what I'm seeing there. But it's gold, so I'm not seeing like the, you know, there's some sort of whatever you've done something that's protected something there.
Yeah.
Well,
I feel
seeing
bad.
Around
this
property is angels. It's almost like your wings touching. And there's angels around your property, so you're perfectly protected.
Yes, we did. We asked for that because Zeri took a look over the fence last night because we can feel it. It's palpable out there. And I'm just going, okay, it's like as long as everybody else is there, that's great. But I'm just like going, I don't know who keeps opening the doggone portal, but I wish they'd quit.
Well, I don't think, what do you feel, Brenda? Because I don't feel them quitting, but there's nothing for you to be afraid of.
Well, and I don't feel that it wants to be closed. I just don't think it's ever really been closed.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then the interesting thing, Brenda, is you're seeing the colors that you're seeing.
Yeah.
So there's no negative colors in there.
Correct. That's why I wanted to say that, you know, the gold sparkly lights that I'm seeing coming out of there, I'm not feeling bad with that, but I'm with Mom.
Okay.
You're so protected. Nothing could get to you.
Okay.
Well,
and
whatever they're trying to say, it's possible that all of the lights that, like, Brenda are seeing are people that are over there coming to get whoever this person is.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay.
And so that's a blessing in itself that they're there for them.
Right.
Wow.
But you can, you could go out there with a sage stick and you could go with black tourmaline and everything else and it may not work, but you could try it.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Because they're determined.
Yeah, apparently.
But why? And there
but
it
why?
Is, you know, talk about free will again. Whoever the person is that's involved, it's their free will to want that.
Well, I guess. Yeah, I get it. I do.
But as long as
my,
they can
I have
get
my
to you.
That,
but main
right.
main thing, you have nothing to fear.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't feel that way either.
Yeah.
And you know
no,
what?
It's not, yeah,
it's
not a fear factor. It's just like, you know, this town has enough junk that goes on anyway, so we don't need any more.
And you
where
know
do
what?
You live? Where do you live?
She lives in Wyoming.
Oh,
okay.
I've heard it's so beautiful there.
Now, can
it
you
is.
Do me a favor, guys? Can you do me a favor?
We have mosquito season and snow season.
She lost a dog that I'm really worried about. I told you about that, Brenda. I want to see what Annabelle's picking up. So,
what's that?
I'm really upset about the dog. Kelly lost a dog. It was 18 months old, and it ran away. And it's a beautiful white dog. It's just stunning.
He's a mountain dog. And what had happened was the guy who had him originally had him from the time he was born, I guess, as a pup. The guy worked like 12, 14 hours a day. I don't think he ever bonded with this dog. He never had him neutered. The guy was going to give him to the pound because he would just run away all the time. And I think he just had a bad habit of running away. I mean, he took off on us three times. We found him three times. The fourth time he took off, we haven't found him. We kept getting reports, you know, people say, oh, he's over here, he's over here, he's over here. So we were running around town trying to, you know, catch up with him, and we never did. And there's been no sightings. He hasn't been seen around town for a while. Zary sent his totem animal out to look for him. And we just got that he's blown town. And I feel like somebody in a truck picked him up and took him, but I don't know.
Well, he's alive.
I feel like he's alive,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I mean, I would go to, not call, but go to all your animal shelters in the area.
Yeah, there's only one. I did. It's like we called, we put in a lost dog. We described him, you know, really good. And they said, you know, we got your number. If anybody turns him in, we'll call you. And I'm like, okay. So, and that's, there's only one in the whole entire county. So it's like, yeah, that's it. I mean, Wyoming is ninth in land mass and 50th in population. We have about a little over 500,000 people out here for the whole state. So it's like we have a lot of open range. It's a lot
did
of
you find a dog? I didn't miss that because I had to let this gentleman out. But
no.
You, I had to let Terminex out. No, no, no. Where's the dog?
Well, the dog's alive. But I feel for some reason I want to get in touch with the man that had him before, because even though he wasn't that nice to him, he was used to that. Would he try to go back there?
I think he took off the opposite direction, because where we kept finding him, he kept heading west, and where his home would have been like south and east.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that doesn't, but I don't know. That doesn't
I just feel like I'd want to get in touch with him and tell him he's missing
yeah.
if he sees him, let you know.
That was
yeah.
the
okay.
That was the first thing I thought of, is go back to the
Me
original
too.
Owner.
Okay.
Okay.
Because it's just like I'm feeling the dog, and I'm just feeling
okay.
that's where he was comfortable, even though he wasn't happy there. He was comfortable
oh, wow.
there. So he might
okay.
be able to just get his way back there.
Okay.
I feel like he's alive. I feel like maybe somebody has him. I just feel like kind of like you do,
yeah.
Kelly, that he's with somebody.
I do too. And I think he just wanted to run. I mean, that's all he wanted to do was he just wanted to run. And it's like he'd be great. I mean, because he's a Colorado mountain dog, they were bred for defending goat herds. And it's like, that's why my girlfriend said, hey, you know, this guy's getting rid of this dog. You know, it's like, you want to be like, yeah, you bet, you know, because, yeah, we got goats out here. It's like, heck yeah. But it was ironic because he was scared of the goats. It took him like 2 or 3 days before
funny.
He could
oh
do it.
Oh, my
gosh. And it was because he was, I mean, there was only two of our goats that were bigger than the dog. It's like he was 30 inches tall. I mean, he's not done growing. He's only 18 months. It's like he was like 30 inches tall at the back. And it's like, you know, and with his head up, it's like he was taller, you know.
I
and it's like,
that,
so. He's really friendly. I mean, he really liked people. And we thought he was bonding pretty well with Zary, because Zary was out, like, he'd run with him in the morning, he'd run with him at night, you know, and he really liked him. And it's like, but it just wasn't enough time for him to really bond it to come back. I mean, we could let Bluebell out, and it's like, and she comes back, you know, because she's been here like 9 years. He wouldn't come back. We'd have to go out and look for him every time. And I was just like, yeah. It just, he just, you know, like the fourth time
you
he
need
just
to go
took
find
off
him.
Didn't come back.
Yeah,
you know,
I
Annabelle,
feel like
Brenda,
I would go
I just,
back to the owner.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah because
you
I feel
got to
like
go get that dog.
Even if somebody does have him, it's like, I feel like you have him and then they don't have him. So he must be running there too. So I feel like
right.
that kind of thing. But my first thought was go back to the original owner. And I looked
yeah.
up the dog to see what the dog looked like. Beautiful dog. I could see why someone, you know, there's a rash of dog thefts in our area. I mean, that would be one of those. So I would look on Craigslist. I would look on the different sort of pet finder kind of things. I don't know if you're on Facebook and you have those pet finder things. I would put a picture of him up there and put him out there on social media too.
Yeah, and I would call the original owner, please. I just have this feeling you've got to have that dog. So, I mean, whether you keep it or you don't, I feel like you have to have that dog. You have to go find it or and do whatever you can to get it back. So I do have a couple people I want to pick up, Cal, I'll pick you back up. Is there any other question real quick, because I asked that question? Is there any other question that you would like to have them answer before I move to the next call?
Not I'll defer to other callers, and it's like, because I'll be hanging here the whole show, so I'm good.
Okay, cool. Okay, guys. So many people want to talk to you, and I am going to pick up 646 because I feel like I recognize the number from yesterday, and I don't know if they got on. So 646, you are on with the Dynamic Duo. And, hey, I'm just hanging out here. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Hello.
646. Hello.
Hi.
Who is speaking?
Hi. How are you? Hold on. Hi. I'm here. How's it going?
We're doing fabulous. Who are we talking to?
You are talking to Terry.
Who is this? Terry. Is it?
Yes. With a T. Yes.
Terry. Hi, Terry.
Yes. Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. It's so phenomenal. It's so phenomenal. I can't see I have to put on shades. So I am going to hand you over to Annabelle and Brenda because I get to tell the jokes on this show.
Okay.
Go for it, girlfriend.
Okay.
What would you like to know from them?
Gosh, I don't even know. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay, so I'm supposed to – okay, I have to do – well, since this show is about medical intuitiveness, I might be saying it wrong, but I'm calling –
Right, but you can ask anything. You can ask anything.
Oh,
we've got all kinds of – they have all kinds of gifts, but Brenda just happens to also have that medical intuitive side. But her mom is here, Annabelle. Oh, my gosh. Annabelle, she made up metaphysics, or she didn't make it up, but she made metaphysics.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, all right. All right, so I have some hammer toes that I need to get straightened out, okay? So what would be a good month to do it? I can do it in September or October. I'm thinking September might be a good month. So what do you girls say?
I didn't hear what the question was.
Okay, so I have to do – okay, so I have some hammer toes.
Some what? Hammer toes.
And I need to do a surgery to get them straightened out. So my question is, when would be a good time? I can do it in September or October.
I'm getting mid-September. What are you getting, Brenda?
I'm getting in September also.
Okay. That's what I'm getting too. And do you see the doctor being a male or female?
I'm feeling female.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I am feeling a female, but I'm also feeling a male. So I don't know why I'm seeing the two together. I don't know if one's going to consult the other one, but the female is actually going to be the one that's going to be the forefront of the treatment.
Ooh, nice. Okay, that sounds excellent.
Do you know if they have sometimes, you know what, Brenda, that reminds me, listening to that, sometimes they have groups. So you got females and males in the same group. So they do, you know, sometimes they get assisted by one or the other, you know. So, you know, they might say, well, I'll do the right foot, you do the left foot or wherever, whatever. But, I don't know how many hammer toes she has, so, or if they're on the same feet. But the thing is that when you do have physicians that are in the same practice, sometimes they do assist each other. Maybe that's what you're saying.
Okay. That's probably, well, that'd be closer. It's a group of people together, yeah. But go by what Brenda says. She's always right.
Oh, I don't
Well, she better be right. She better be right because she gave me new beginnings, and yes, I could use that. New beginnings, new house, new health, new everything. Okay.
Oh, yeah,
and I pulled a card for you. Is this Terry? You're still on the phone, right?
Yes, I am.
I pulled a card right before you called. I just said, please give me a card for the next caller. And the one I got for you was time to act upon your plans. Creativity is rewarded and luxurious, abundant resources.
Sounds good.
Yes. That was excellent.
Wow.
I'm so glad that you mentioned it because that's the kind of path I'm on right now.
Wonderful.
Oh, I love it.
Congratulations.
See, I told
you
she's always right.
Yeah. Okay, guys. I love it.
Well, honey, we are glad that they could help you, and just keep listening to the show because we love our listeners.
Yes, and I will also call back when you girls are on again together to give you an update in mid-September.
Yes,
or even once
thank you. That would
yes.
be great.
Yes.
Please let us know.
Thank you.
Bye. Now, I've got somebody here. I'm going to pick you up, 708. It doesn't look like you've got your hand up. So if you are calling just to listen, then you can be silent. And if you're not, then please say hello. So 708, you are on with the Dynamic Duo. Hi. Okay, so am I assuming that you're just listening? Okay, I will put you on hold. That's good. Okay, you do know now I can ask. So you do know, guys, it was my birthday on Sunday, Annabelle, and I remember the reading that you gave me 2 years ago, and it was about this year, you know, things that are happening this year. Do you see anything, so then I don't have to call you and get a reading, do you see anything that is coming up for me this year? Son, daughter, husband, house.
The what?
Son, daughter, husband, house.
Okay.
House. I did not say
house.
Brenda. But yes, you could actually do house too because I'm going to have another operation, I think. So go ahead.
I'm feeling like the operation may be necessary. About the house. I want to say it's going to take a little bit longer than what you're thinking, but I'm feeling like in between 2 and 3 months, about the middle of that for the house. Mm-hmm. Your son kind of confused right now. He's going in the right direction though. It's just like he wants to be at the end of it. He wants the success that he's going to have now, and he's getting impatient.
Well, you know, he did change majors.
He what?
He changed majors.
Oh, well, that's okay. That's okay.
Yes, he is on the right path.
Because it's just like he wants the end result. He's on the right path now. Your daughter, you want to take over, Brenda?
Oh, my gosh. You know what's so funny is the reading that you gave 2 years ago was about this year for her. So it was interesting, and I've been listening to it. I just, you know, it's her 32nd year. So I feel like there's something coming. So that's, you know, and I think it's this month. I don't know, but, you know, I think it is.
Well, tell her not to wear her heart on a sleeve. And be a little aloof. Don't be so anxious to please somebody.
Yeah, that's her. But
and
you
don't
know, she
be
graduated.
And don't be so particular.
Oh, well, that's going to be a tough one. sure. You know, you have a certain type. It's weird because you're attracted to, you know, certain types. And, you know, I wonder in life if that, you know, because I was always attracted to what I married. I was attracted, I hate to say this, to the blonde hair, blue-eyed, you know, beach boy. And I was in Philadelphia. They didn't make many of them. But I ended up meeting him, you know, in school. So it's interesting, you know, what types we all end up with. And I wonder where those types come from. But, yeah, she does have a type.
Well, just tell her it's not going to be that type.
Ah, don't say that.
So she needs to be open. And you need to accept what she chooses.
Oh, I.
Yeah, I know.
I will, you know, at this point, I just want her to be happy at this point.
That's the main thing. That's the main thing is happiness.
The other thing I just want to know, and then I'll put Kelly back on, and then I'll pick up another caller. But what I wanted to ask you is, so she graduated. She's now a physician. She's now an internal medicine physician, and she's doing her fellowship in cardiology.
Wonderful.
Do you see? Yeah. Oh my gosh, she's so happy, and I'm so happy too. Now, do you see her? She has 3 years of cardiology, and she specializes in a certain area of cardiology, which I think she's going to do. Do you see her specializing in interventional or invasive cardiology?
Yes.
Invasive. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I agree.
She has to be. That's.
Well,
let
me go 2 years ahead. You're sitting around a Christmas tree, the whole family. Your son is married, your daughter's married, and there's two children there.
Yep, I was just going to say, I see a little blonde girl sitting there.
Yep.
2 years. Wait a minute. 2 years from now?
Yep. To tell your son to be careful.
Will he be married, or is it just the child that's going to be sitting there, Annabelle?
No, there's two children there.
Right, but is it his or hers, or both?
It might be both. So it's just like I want to just tell him to be careful. She's okay.
I know.
Because she's been married.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know what? I keep telling them, and oh, my gosh, I can't handle this. I have too much. I can't handle it anymore.
Don't worry,
You'll
Mom.
Be sitting. Well, I'll be
Everybody
happy.
Has free will.
Oh, my. Well, maybe that's the problem. People are giving it away for free. Maybe they should be married first. You never know. I don't mean that nasty, so nobody. I was just kidding, everyone. It's a different society anyway. I mean, Arthur's friends come over here and they have babies. I'm like, what? They're 25. Well, are you married? No, you know, the father's. So it's a really interesting society because, you know, I was looking at this from a different perspective. You know, when we grew up, you know, that was not something, you know, I would have wanted to tell my mother. But now it's like the, you know, it's just interesting. His friends raise the kids and their parents are involved and everything. And I, in the 20, when I'm married 40 years and I've had kids at 32 years ago, it has changed so much, hasn't it?
Well, just think of 63 years ago.
I know. Well, you can forget it.
I've been
not
married
happy about
63 years.
Listen, let me tell you, I might sound progressive, but there is going to be problems in this house if there isn't, you know, some protection used, if you know what I mean. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I'm going to take that because, you know, go ahead.
Okay, I agree with Mom on everything. The one thing I want to say about your surgery, don't do it too soon.
I have to tell you, I'm thinking about doing it in 2020, around January, February, March, April, May. What are you picking up?
Great.
That's better because I feel like the doctor may have wanted to do it sooner, and I feel like, wait.
Well,
she did.
This is, I think, what you're tuning into too, Brenda, is she isn't ready mentally or physically right now.
Right. Yes, absolutely. With everything that's been going on, you're definitely not
right
in a way. to do that.
Well,
so you're thinking
well, yeah,
right. You're thinking right. Yeah.
Thank you. And, because, well,
hey,
you don't think that somebody's going to push my hand, do you?
Somebody's going to.
Like
what?
You don't feel like. I mean, you don't feel my. You know, it's. You know, she said that I'm. My scans are okay, so they're fine. But she said for me, I'm a ticking time bomb. So she said she would do it just because she needs. You know, that it would give me a lot more peace of mind. Now, nothing's. She's telling me the truth. Nothing's going to push my hand, meaning that the scans are going to come back again in September or February. Not great.
No.
Okay. That it's more elective.
There might
which
be
is
a little question, but it can be proven wrong.
Okay, cool. I love that. Okay, Brenda, are you saying you have to go? Is that what I'm hearing?
No. I was just saying,
okay.
You know, that caller 708 that called, I had pulled two cards for the next caller. And this is what I got. So if 708, if you're still listening, the first card was a do what you love card. It's a time of great personal growth and artistic endeavors, career, and this is working with like-minded people, everybody working together to make life happier and to make your job and career happier. And also the second card was a situation has ended. You're finally free. There's new opportunities for happiness will now follow, and you're putting the past behind you. So great new thing.
Wow.
Talk about that full moon tonight. So.
Well, wow. I was hoping somebody
would call in and add to what you said, Brenda, about that moon tonight. That's interesting. I was hoping maybe an astrologer would call in.
Well, you know what? I have a friend who's an astrologer, and he's probably listening. 708, you are on if you want to say anything. Okay. So anyway, you know, some people, they just turn it on at work, and that's the problem. So I'm happy that they do. So I can just tell you, 708, you've got a great reading right there. We have about 8 minutes left. I do want to ask, before I let Kelly back on, I do want to tell everybody that we are back on, and you know, we're just getting started. So I want you to know that Brenda and Annabelle do this for a living, and I mean they are gangbusters fabulous. So if you can tell everybody where they can get a private reading, I mean, you know, I just want all my private readings all the time, but they are so great, and they do, like I said, have a business. Brenda and Annabelle, can you tell everybody how to get a hold of you guys should they want a private reading?
Oh, just get a hold of Brenda because she's doing all of my stuff now, too. I'm doing it with her.
Yes,
so my number, 330-209-7021, and you can email me at ghostdiggers@gmail.com.
I love that. So I'm going to ask you to repeat that again. So that everybody that listens in archive also, if you missed it, that you could you do it a little slower, Brenda, so that they can pick it up?
Sure, and then I'll give you my website too. So my website is brendabrandpsychic.com, and my you can make appointments on there. My phone number's on there, but I'll go ahead and give it to you. It's 330-209-7021, and my email address is ghostdiggers@gmail.com. And I make appointments for both mom and I. So just give us a call.
I love that. And when are you coming to Florida? Because I would have you here so that, you know, you'd meet everybody.
That would be so fun.
I know, you know, I have an astrologist friend, you know, who is, I mean, super into the Vedic and Western astrology. I mean, he would tell you, you just can't even imagine how great he is. So he would love to meet you guys, as well as, you know, I've got healers and everything that would, we could have our meeting, our ROE meeting, since, you know, I haven't had one for a very long time. When are you
coming?
Well,
that would be awesome. I am going to try to come in September, but I was hoping to get there sooner, but I probably either September or August, but I think September.
Well, you know what? I've got to tell you something, which is really neat, is looking at astrology, and I'd love to see your astrology, Annabelle and Brenda. He gave me a reading for my birthday, and he said that looking at my astrology Vedically, he said that you would have a lot of metaphysical people in your house and have a lot of metaphysical meetings. It's in the eighth house. Is that crazy?
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, let's make that true.
Yes, make that true. Have a party. We'll be down.
I do. I used to have it every other Saturday, but the problem is that you know what happened here. My house fell apart. My husband had 2.5 surgeries. Who saw that? I mean, you know.
Well,
so
your house is supposed to be done in about 2.5 months, so there you go. It'll be done when we come down.
I will love that. You believe me, that's my pleasure. I mean, that's what I live for. So, and I'm trying to get Kelly down here. I can't because she's got too many goats. Kelly, and I keep you can talk, Kelly. I see you on here. Kelly?
I would love to see the goats.
You know, I would too, and she always asks us to come up. How close are you to Wyoming?
Oh, long way.
Not very close.
Long, long way.
Well, how come we can all fly in there? I keep seeing, you know, Allegiant's pretty cheap, so you can fly right in. We can all get a hotel in Laramie, and we could just, you know, go over to Kelly's. You know, she has 25 goats. 25 goats.
I just think that would be so neat.
It would be. And I've always wanted to go to Wyoming, always. I've just always heard how beautiful it is up there.
And she has like 20 million chickens, too, and roosters. I mean, you know, I asked her if she has enough land for all of them. But, you know, and then, you know, she loses the dog, and now she's got a group of cats. I mean, I really feel we need to go up there and give her, like, an intervention.
Well, I just want to go see the animals.
That'd be great.
I see her. See,
I know, but how do we get there? Because she said if you flew into Denver, she's like 3 hours from Denver. And Denver's pretty – how far is Denver from you?
Far.
Far. Mm-hmm.
You are?
Where are you?
Are you in Alaska?
If you look at a map and you take mm-hmm. where you're at in Orlando and you just mm-hmm. go straight up into like Pennsylvania and then you go left and you're where we're at, right there. So that's how far we are.
Wow. Do you know what? Do you know if Allegiant flies and do you have a small airport? Look and see, because for $39,
yeah, Allegiant
I can
flies
fly.
Here, yeah.
That's what I told.
Well, we have a Allegiant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, it's 48. Look, I just looked at the prices. $48. $48 to fly from here to Louisville that's one way. So I fly to Louisville sometimes for $70 back and forth. You need to look at Allegiant flying to Lake Mary Sanford, which is only 40 minutes from your daughter. And I could take you down there. There's a train. I mean, this is a gorgeous area. So you could stay here if my husband, you know, can walk. I mean, he's doing a good job, but that's another question. We only have 2 minutes, but I do want to let everybody know that I'm on the show again tomorrow at 1 o'clock, you know, and Jerry Humphreys will be in the house from the UK. But I've got to tell you guys, you know, he had two operations that were not counted on, Annabelle. He back operations, and he still isn't out of pain. We found that it's not his back, it's his hip. And now we found out he's gotten, you know, injections into his hip. He's going to do some PRP work. And he's starting to walk again. And he's back to work, thank God. You think he's going to get better without another surgery?
He's going to be okay. He's going to have a slight limp just for a little while, but he's going to be fine. He'll be walking almost normal.
Oh, thank you, because he does have a limp right now. And it isn't pretty, okay? And they said it could take up to a year to go away.
Well, it will go away.
Thank you. Listen, I want to tell everybody we have a minute. I have no patience. That's probably why I crashed and burned a while ago. I want to thank you guys for being on. You know, this is the start of the seventh season, going into the eighth season of Bonnie Albers on Air, and you are such a vital part of it. I want to thank everybody who's listening. I see people on there listening. And, hey, don't be afraid to call. We are here to help you figure out what's your next move. So thank you guys. I feel like are you going to come next Tuesday? because it's every other, but I think next Tuesday is when I was going to ask you if you could actually do next Tuesday.
Yeah, I think I can. I don't
think I'm right at your appointment book.
Well, yeah, there you go. Look at next Tuesday.
So next Tuesday, the 23rd, I would love you to
yes,
be here.
Yes, you're open.
Okay,
one
great.
So we can we'll
I
do it.
Oh, perfect, because I've got to tell you, they dropped all the callers. Kelly just texted me and said they dropped everybody. So for anybody who is trying to get in, this is the third crash we've had. So for everybody who's trying to get in, come next Tuesday at 1 o'clock, and you chat with Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. It will be your greatest day to be able to get on and speak with them. So I want to thank you guys again, and I will see you next Tuesday right here.
Thank
All right,
you.
Thank you.
We'll see
right,
ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.